I'm not sure about this suggestion that age restrictions should be placed on lads' magazines, not because I don't sympathise with the desire to control them and their influence, but it just seems to me that when we know that young teenagers are able to access explicit pornography so easily over the internet, it feels like a recommendation that it would be hard for it to have the kind of impact, I think, that those who are proposing it would like to see it have.
I mean, it's one of several suggestions made in this report. I mean, it makes the point that, I mean, these magazines are placed in newsagents on many occasions at the eye level of 8 to 15-year-olds next to comics.
Yeah, I mean, that, I think, could be a more useful recommendation, that we should go back to putting these magazines on the top shelf. What I kept hearing from teenagers was that they just felt that this kind of culture was so out there in the mainstream all the time, all around them, you know, and nobody was questioning it. And I think that at least if the magazines were put on the top shelf, it would at least be saying, okay, let's have some spaces where people can be free of this kind of thing, this message that women are just there to be sexually objectified.
What effect do you think that magazines such as Zoo and Nuts and, you know, a more general access to pornography and sexual imagery, what effect do you think that has on children?
I think it has very real effects on children. I think it has very real effects on the way that young people and older people see women and women's value. I think one of the great problems that children and teenagers have now as they're growing up, that they're encouraged to believe that women really will only be valued if they measure up to a certain ideal of sexual attractiveness. And I think that's very problematic. I think one thing that I discovered when I was doing interviews for my book is that a lot of teenagers and young people were talking to me about how they felt that sex was now seen much more as a kind of performance rather than the intimacy and communication and emotional experience that it was once seen as. And I think that's clearly tied in with the rise of pornography.
What would you say to the editors of magazines such as these, which have said in the past that, you know, all they're doing is publishing the similar images to those that you might see in The Sun or The Star or The Daily Sport? They're just cheeky seaside postcards.
Yeah, obviously they're not publishing explicit pornography, and let's not pretend that they are. But I think everybody who's contributing to this kind of culture, I think they should just stop and have a look at what they're doing and think about, is this the sort of culture that they want to be producing? You know, when I spoke to some of the men that were involved in editing these magazines or running agencies for glamour modelling and so on, I was quite struck by the fact that some of them were quite realistic about the industry they were involved in. They were often quite negative about its effects on young women. They often said they wouldn't like their daughters to go into this kind of work. And I just think maybe it's time for people who are participating in that kind of culture just to step back, take a look at what they're doing, and think to themselves, is this really the culture that I want to be producing? Can I feel proud of myself if this is my work?